legislative committee heard from mine critics on both sides of the border during a hearing in Juneau today. As Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick reports, it's part of an effort to pressure British Columbia to tighten its mining regulations to reduce the threat of pollution from transboundary mines.
After hearing exclusively from mine critics, Kodiak Republican Louise Stutes said the House Fisheries Committee's 90-minute hearing on transboundary mining wasn't meant to be anti-mine.
We are simply asking our neighbors across the border to adhere to best and safe practices when mining in our shared watersheds, which is clearly something they have a poor track record with.
The poor track record she referenced is to the Mount Polley disaster in 2014. A tailings dam breached, releasing billions of gallons of mine waste into salmon-rich streams in British Columbia. The company, Imperial Metals, was never fined by BC regulators. Ketchikan Gateway Borough Mayor David Landis said that's evidence that Southeast fisheries and visitor economies are vulnerable to future mishaps.
We need to do everything we can to protect ourselves from the risks of potential contamination from the Canadian mines upstream.
Governor Bill Walker signed a formal pact with his BC counterpart the following year to ensure closer cooperation. And late last year, the Walker administration went further, urging BC's government to require mine projects post full reclamation bonds. Should a mine go belly up or have a catastrophic failure, these bonds are designed to prevent the public from picking up the bill. Fishing groups in Alaska note that's already a requirement for Alaska mines. Here's UFA's Executive Director, Francis Leach.
United Fishermen of Alaska continues to support this request to ensure that the state resources are not harmed by Canadian large-scale mining developments in the headwaters of transboundary salmon rivers.
Canada's Eco-Fiscal Commission, an Ottawa-based think tank, testified that BC's mining regulations need reform. Lead researcher Jason Dion said despite the laws on the books, in practice, polluters in BC often don't pay, as was seen at Mount Polley.
When a company knows it might not bear all of the costs of a risk it poses in terms of the harm it might cause, it has less of an economic incentive to reduce that risk. And so from our perspective, that's a really, really important shortcoming.
Notably absent at the hearing was anyone from the mining industry or Dunleavy administration. But the Department of Natural Resources confirmed to Coast Alaska that a cabinet-level teleconference on transboundary mining will be held with BC ministry officials in mid-June. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.